Good evening. Although I am a translator and I translated poetry, I didn't translate, alas, any of Seamus Heaney's poems. But I worked, and I am working, for an Italian edition of Opened Ground, plus a selection that Seamus Heaney himself made from the three collections that came after that anthology, which is due to be published next year in Italy. And my role in this book has been that of a reviser. A reviser of literature is often a mixed figure of gratitude and resentment from translators. And I was lucky in that all the translators I was involved with we established an extremely good collaboration. A reviser is a person that brings to a translation what translators sometimes cannot achieve at the end of their work. A reviser comes to a translation with a fresh mind, with fresh ears and eyes, and has the detachment to the translated words that sometimes a translator who's coming out of a long fight and struggle and love and frustration cannot have. On top of that, there's also the limited time publishers often give for revision. Ideally, a translator should be able to put their translation aside in a drawer for a month, 2 months, so that it becomes foreign to them almost, as if they had never written it, and then go back to it unencumbered by all the mulling over words, all the searching, their obsession of searching for the right word, the right sound. A reviser tries to bring exactly this freshness of mind. Seamus Heaney is very well known and loved in Italy. Most of his books of poems have been translated, and over the years, the first book, I think, came out in 1990. So the poems that are going into the Italian version of Open Ground were translated by 5 translators over a period of 20 years. And my role has been that of reading. I had access to all to the whole poems, something which the first translators, of course, couldn't. So I was able to see recurring words, important words, recurring images, sort of threads that were strung all through the poems from the very first collection to the most recent one, and recurring motives and images and words that had to be made available to the Italian readers, and of course which especially the early translators weren't aware of. On top of that, I could benefit from things that didn't exist then. Seamus Heaney's recordings of his poems, that was extremely helpful to hear him read the poems, listen to his intonation, to the emphasis he gave to certain words. Also important was the internet, something which was available widely in Italy in the early 21st century, and which the first translation, the translator didn't have access to. And the internet has been invaluable in finding out what certain objects look. A turnip snedder. The original translator had to go by the words and seeing exactly what the object looked was a great help in being as precise as Seamus Heaney was in describing it. And also the editor of the Italian book, Marco Sonzogni, who also translated the poems that hadn't been translated before, we had an extremely good collaboration. And the 5 translators, one of which you will hear just after me, Francesca Romano Paci, with whom we had 2 sessions of extreme interest. I learned a lot from her, and this is one of the benefits of the reviser. The reviser learns as well as offer his or her help. And finally, Seamus Heaney's personal help, who gave me a whole day of his time answering my question and Marcus Anzoni's questions. And that was absolutely an invaluable experience, which I will remember forever. Thank you very much.